Hey there, welcome to an episode of the Barefoot Shepherdess, a podcast by Mint and Thistle that I aim to do monthly or whenever the mood strikes me, at least. Today's episode comes to you from my vehicle. I'm on my way to work right now, and I wanted to talk about, well, just maybe some events in life and just updates on this whole 12 months of creating thing. So a few things have happened since I recorded that podcast. Big things. So I guess I'll talk about those. First and foremost on my brain is that I am just recovering from some pretty significant jet lag and also missed flights and delayed flights and stuff like that. I went to Paris this last weekend and I spent 5 days there in total, and I was there for multiple reasons, but mainly for my job, actually. But I spent a lot of time on my own, which was glorious because I don't often get time by myself. Like, very, very rarely do I get time all on my own. So it was pretty wonderful to be able to, for example, go walk around the Louvre for 4 hours just by myself with no companions, no children, no purpose other than just walking around and taking in this beautiful place. So it was a very whirlwind weekend, though, so I'm tired, and also preparing to go there was a little overwhelming because we decided to sell our house, which I know was a goal of mine to, I'll just fix it up and we're gonna stick here for 12 months, but an opportunity sort of arose that was impossible to say no to. So we live on a back road in this little town in Maine. It's like neighborhood-esque, but there are a lot of fields and woods. It's pretty rural, but it's a cute neighborhood, and we've been there for almost 4 years now. But the house is just too small. It really is too small for the way that it's set up. The square footage is not outrageous, but it's just, it was built in 1950 and every room is compartmentalized, so it's just not an ideal setup for a family with two kids and two large dogs. And then on top of that, I love to cook and I also love to do yoga, and those two activities are difficult to do in my house. So but we've known that, and we were working towards trying to fix that until I decided to take a step that I didn't think was actually going to take us anywhere, but all of a sudden we're now trying to sell our house. So when we bought our house, maybe a couple weeks after we signed the papers, this beautiful old Italianate house at the end of our road went up for sale. Italianate is, it's a form of Victorian architecture, but there aren't too many of them in our area. So this house went up for sale. I mean, it definitely needed some love, but I was so bummed out that it had just gone up for sale. We just missed our window. I did go in and look at it, and it needed to be completely gutted. Like, really, truly everything ripped out of it, and then everything put back into it. So that opportunity, we just missed it. And somebody else bought it, and they've been working on it for a couple of years now. But I drive by it every day to go to work, so I realized nobody has been living in it. It's just clear that it's unoccupied, but they've been working on it. So one day, this was like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I was like, you know, I'm going to stop and just say, if you're ever willing to sell this house, let us know. Here's our number. So I did that, but I'm a small woman, and I'm a little unique looking in that I have tattoos all the way down to my fingers and very long dreadlocks. And so I definitely stick out like a sore thumb in Monmouth, where I live. So I knocked on the back of this house, because in New England, you do not enter houses through the front door, even though it looks like you should. You go around the back. Everybody goes in the back door. So I knocked on this door, and I could hear music, but nobody came out. So I knocked one more time, and then I was like, well, maybe this is just weird. I'll leave. And as I was going to my car, this guy opens up the front door and says, you know, can I help you, to this dreadlocked, tattooed mystery person knocking on his back door. And I got a little weird at that point. It was like, well, if you ever want to sell this house, here's our number, blah, blah, blah. And he kind of looked at me and was like, okay. And, you know, we said our goodbyes. But a couple hours later, his wife called me and said, look, here's our price. We weren't intending to live here. It's a project. It's a hobby of ours to sell houses. And, you know, we'd love to have you come look at it one more time. So what I neglected to say was I didn't tell Scott I was doing this. My husband, Scott, is incredibly supportive and always, always has been. He's sort of the anchor in my life. And so whenever I want to do something that's sort of out there or spontaneous, he's usually the one that says, well, here's my thought process, but you do it if you want to. He's really fantastic like that. So when I came home and told him, he was like, what did you do? And I explained the situation, and, you know, eventually we got over there a couple times, and he was just as convinced. These people have fixed pretty much everything in the house that needs to be done in terms of the bones, so systems. And really now all that's left to be done is the fun stuff, the pretty stuff. So because of that, that means we have to get everything done at our house in very short order, which is a little stressful because there's quite a lot to do at our house. So, to tie this in, a week prior to me leaving for Paris, I was trying to get mudding, taping, trim, a bunch of other things done at our house while preparing to go on this trip to leave for 5 days to come back and get the real estate agent to our house to list it. My point is, sometimes your personality gets in the way of your goals, and sometimes life gets in the way of your goals and your timeline. So, one of my goals for this 12 months of creativity was to work on my house. I'm not going to be doing all of those slow, deliberate projects at my house. I'm going to be doing that in another house. I'm okay with that. I'm adjusting. In terms of my costuming, I actually did do a bunch of work when I was in Paris. We were at Versailles, and we were also at the Louvre. And so there's many, many examples of beautiful, not only historical garb, clothing, but also fabrics and just the feel of that time period. A lot of the stuff that happened in France around the time period I'm looking to design a costume was happening in the Louvre and Versailles and other places in Paris. So I took tons of high-quality, high-resolution pictures of fabrics and clothing. So I did work on that. That was actually one of my main goals. Interestingly enough, I also went to a museum of the Middle Ages in this old Roman bathhouse and saw some really amazing tapestries. If you're familiar with The Lady and the Unicorn, those tapestries were actually on display, which was just incredible. So, and then the third goal that I had was working with my farm animals. And I do have to say that the last week and a half has been a little stressful because all it has done is rain here. So it's really difficult to set poles or posts to really do anything infrastructure-wise while it's pouring rain, especially because the ground is so soft. However, in the last day or two, it's frozen and we're supposed to get quite a bit of snow on Friday. So I think at this point it just turns into working with the animals and not worrying about the barn and all that. So I guess I just wanted to give an update and say this is where I'm at and checking in. And now that I'm back from this trip and we've got a lot of our stuff at our house done, I feel like I can really focus on creating the art and working towards that a little bit more diligently. But again, life gets in the way, which is why I said 12 months of creativity, and I feel pretty good about that. So I wonder where everybody else is at. Has anybody made any progress? Have you been working on any images? I've seen a few things, a few images and posts on Instagram particularly, which is really encouraging and I love seeing. So anyway, thanks for letting me ramble on and listening to my update, and I'll catch you guys soon.